It's October 3rd, 2012, and we've selected another classic Cooper broadcast for you, number 400 in our collection, entitled Vultures, April 15th, and Open Phones. Now, back on July 24th, 1994, when this was originally broadcast, it looks like Bill had forgotten to press the record button for the first 10 minutes or something, because we have in the show notes here that the first 10 minutes are missing. So, if you happen to have recorded this from shortwave or satellite, please get in touch with us by emailing Doyle, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, or just writing directly to us at the P.O. Box, which is HOT, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. We'd love to hear from you, and of course, it would always be great to have the official archives a little more complete than they are. We've got virtually everything that was ever recorded, but missing a few little tidbits here and there when the record button didn't get pressed. Thank you very much, and enjoy the podcast.
That we could literally control markets, entire gold and silver coin markets.
That's right.
Literally, you know, dominate them and control them and dictate what happens in the market.
Uh-huh.
Yet we let the Rockefellers and the Soroses and the goldsmiths and so on and so forth of the world that are running the central banks, let them manipulate it.
Right.
And it's so ludicrous, because there's so many people that listen to this program that if they all did something, okay, we'd make this thing turn around.
That's correct. Okay. Are you going to be up here for the convention, Gene?
Yeah, I should be. I'm supposed to be.
Good. Okay, we'll see you then.
What I heard.
1-800-289-2646, folks. Call tonight. Do it. 1-800-289-2646. 2646. Thank you, Gene.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, don't forget, we have a convention coming up here, conference August 1st through the 5th. In fact, through the night of the 5th, because we'll be camping out that night up on the Mesa under the beautiful star-filled Arizona skies. Some of you people have never really seen all the stars up there because of where you live. It's not your fault, but you'll be able to see them here, I guarantee. You'll also see the most beautiful blue skies you've ever seen in your life during the daytime. And we've got some fantastic speakers lined up. And if you're worried about Malathion because of the show we did the other night, I did that show to make sure that that kind of stuff stops around here. We have a written, signed agreement from the city that there will be no spraying anytime this week, next week, or all the time that you're here. And, of course, we're working on getting it stopped absolutely 100% completely. But that broadcast did scare away a Ralph Epperson. He will not be here. He's afraid that he's going to get poisoned. So I told him to stay home down in Tucson, where there's 20,000 times more poison than there ever will be in St. John, even with the spraying of Malathion. But we've got three other people who are just fantastic to take his place on Wednesday all day. And you guys are going to get the benefit of some of the greatest information and knowledge is going to be passed on during those 5 days to the people who make it here. And I think it's going to be one of the high points in your life. You're really going to enjoy it. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of people getting together who think alike and who need to know each other and be able to network. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Tell you the truth, I'm really excited. I can't wait to meet all of you. And there's still time, and there's still some chairs available for those of you who are still trying to make up your mind. Remember, got to get your registration in, so do it now. If you want to come, if you're a CAGI member or an intelligence service member, send $100 for your individual registration. If you're an intelligence service member with a family membership and you want to bring your whole family, it's $150 for the whole family. If you're anybody else, it's $250 per person, no exceptions, no argument, no deals, nothing. $250, period. And that's for the whole 5 days. Does not include transportation, lodging, or meals, folks, but it does include all the lectures, seminars, everything else, and all the materials that you need to participate. So, hope to see you all here. Those of you who have already sent in your registration fee, You know who you are. Your place is assured, guaranteed, and I'll be right here to greet you when you roll in. So, let me see here. What am I doing? I didn't have that queued up, did I? Let's do this for just a second, I think.
Do you know exactly how to read an Oreo world? To do it, you unscrew it very fast. Does a kid eat the middle of an Oreo first and save the chocolate cookie outside for last?
See? There's so much frosted in between.
Aren't Oreo kids lucky? Aren't Oreo mothers wonderful?
Does a kid eat the middle of an Oreo first and save the chocolate cookie outside for last?
Well, folks, they are going to change the currency. There is no set date. Nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen, but it is going to happen. And you'd better be prepared because it's a two-tiered currency. Now, I've never seen any currency change take place in any country in the world without concurrently devaluating the currency. This is something that's going to happen that there's no doubt about it, and Congress is not telling you the truth, and the press is not reporting the truth. Because it's a two-tiered currency, it's written right into the proposal given to the Congress by the Treasury Department, and two-tiered currency means, folks, that there's going to be one value currency, in fact, it's even going to have its own color, that will be traded outside of the nation. There will be another currency of a different color and a different value traded inside the country. Now, the only reason that they would do such a thing is if they're absolutely going to devalue the dollar within the country. Now, I've been warning you about this for years. I told you it was going to happen. I wrote about it in my book. They have to eliminate the middle class in this country. In the New World Order, there'll be two classes of people, the rulers and the slaves. And guess which one you're going to be, folks? Now, let me tell you something. They're using the excuse of counterfeiting, and they're saying all the counterfeiting is taking place outside the country, yet that currency is not going to be devalued. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You see, the real crisis, folks, is the collapse of the dollar. The dollar isn't worth anything anyway, and people are beginning to understand that, and the dollar is falling in value. Now, if you've got half a brain and you've been following what's been happening lately in the financial community, and with the dollar versus the yen and the mark and the British pound, then you know that I'm telling you just exactly like it is, the truth. The dollar is collapsing, and the U.S. bond market is collapsing. To get the whole story, just look at United States Senate Bill S-2158. S-2158. The name of it is, quote, to require the Secretary of the Treasury to design a new counterfeit-resistant $100 currency, end quote. It was introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat, Vermont. The key to the whole currency change issue, folks, is found in Section 3B of this bill. Section 3B. And it states, quote, the Secretary of the Treasury shall design and designate a domestic use $100 denomination bill, and get this, and a non-domestic use $100 bill. The bill goes on to require, quote, substantially different coloration of the two bills so that they are easily distinguishable from each other and from the bills now in circulation, end quote. And there's only one reason for that. They will have a different value. $1 circulated outside the country will have one value. $1 circulated within the country will have a different value. The dual currency is the part the media is not telling you about. Congress is not telling you about it. The government is not talking about it. The Treasury is not talking about it. The Federal Reserve is not talking about it. And you're not asking the right questions. They also didn't mention Section 4, which is, quote, notice of currency exchange, end quote. Notice of currency exchange. Notice of currency exchange. In fact, the last sentence of the WSJ article erroneously states, quote, bills now in circulation won't be recalled, end quote. This is in direct opposition to what was stated in Section 4 of S-2158. You see, after the currency exchange period, our present currency will be worthless. They won't need to recall it, folks. So technically, they're telling you the truth. They're going to leave you holding worthless money after a certain period of time. Now, if the real reason for the change is to prevent counterfeiting, why are there different forms of the United States dollar for foreign and domestic use? Counterfeiting, folks, is not the reason. The plan is to devaluate the dollar in our hands while leaving the dollar in foreign hands unaffected. This is exactly what I told you would do years ago. I told you in my book, our currency would eventually be devaluated. How much? I don't know. But I would imagine at least 10 to 1, possibly as much as 100 to 1. And if you don't have your assets protected, you are sunk. You're going to be left holding a big bag full of nothing. Now, I'm not blowing smoke at you folks. You had better listen to me, and you'd better do something, and you'd better do it quick, because nobody knows exactly when this is going to take place. And they're not going to tell us. You're going to go to bed on Friday night. The money in the banks are going to be changed. You're going to wake up Monday morning, and they're going to give you 2 or 3 days to change all your cash into the new money. And then this money that we hold now will be worthless. Worthless. Now, I hope you understand the gravity of the situation. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. And I hope you understand that while they devaluate the currency, the amount you owe in your bills is not going to change, folks. And it's going to be impossible for you to meet payments. Mortgages will be foreclosed. Cars and trucks and farms and fences and television sets will be repossessed simply because you won't be able to make the payments. There will be a hue and cry raised throughout the country, and then the meaning of the sentence which opens in the executive orders establishing the authority of FEMA will become clear to all of you. And that is, in case of economic instability or internal unrest. I hope you understand what I'm saying. They've known this has been coming for a long, long time. When it happens, you're going to become enraged. There will be an economic instability. There will be an economic emergency. There will be a national emergency declared. And then you'll find out why I've been telling you to form militia units and be prepared to maintain political and military control on your local level and to enforce the law. Otherwise, society will break down into a state of anarchy. Little warlords will spring up across the country and begin to rape and pillage and loot and steal. Society as we know it will cease to exist. Martial law will prevail. Troops will be sent. Patriot leaders will be arrested. All because nobody heeded the warning. You had better listen. We're getting down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. You see, many of you have misinterpreted my call to arms and that I want you to rise up and overthrow the government, and that's bullshit. My purpose is to reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, to uphold the law, to do everything legally within the law. And as long as we do that, the law will be on our side and we can be victorious, even though it may take a long time. Nothing could be further from the truth than what some of you think I've been trying to do. I didn't want you to establish militia units to march against Washington, D.C. or anywhere else. I want you to establish militia units to be able to protect the fabric of society in your local communities and counties and states when all of this begins to take place. Because if you cannot maintain order, if society breaks down to a state of total anarchy, you will wish you had never been born. So you'd better listen to me. You'd better take steps to do what I've outlined for you to do. And if troops come to your local area to take away your freedoms and arrest your leaders and ship people off in boxcars to internment camps, then and only then will you go to ground and begin to fight a sustained guerrilla warfare for your freedoms, for the eventual reinstatement of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and to protect our liberties. Listen to this. If you doubt what I'm saying, listen to this. Now, I watched this on MTV the other night. It was a rerun when Clinton spoke to the youth of the nation on MTV. It was actually a rerun of a talk that he gave on April the 19th. Now, I stay up quite late at night because I work literally all the time. And this occurred about 2 o'clock in the morning on MTV over this last weekend. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this was a rerun of what President Clinton said on April 19th on MTV. It was a fascinating example of constitutional interpretation. Clinton said this, quote, "When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of freedom to Americans, it was assumed that the Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. However," said the president, "in contemporary America, there's a lot of irresponsibility, and so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom." He told the audience, quote, "When personal freedom's being abused, you have to move to limit it. That's what we did in the announcement I made last week on the public housing projects about how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that to try to make people safer in their communities," end quote. A radical amount of freedom. He believes the government can take away any amount of freedom it decides is excessive. He believes the Constitution is radical, that we have too much freedom, that we're irresponsible, that we don't deserve it, and he's going to take it away. And you'd better wake up, because I'm here to tell you that if he can, he will. If he can, he will. You yourselves will probably bring about the excuse that they will use to do it when the currency change is made and the dollar is devalued. Many people will write. There will be problems all over this country. There will be huge crowds in the streets yelling and screaming. How do I know this? Folks, the intelligence service charges $100 for membership for individual members and $150 for a family membership. We require you to take an oath of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America and protect and defend it against all enemies, foreign or domestic. We require you to work as members, gathering intelligence and helping us in our task of educating the sheeple. So as a consequence, we get the cream of the crop, but we only get few members. In comparison, there's a man in the state of New Mexico who says that he will commission you as a colonel in the militia, and that after a few years, he guarantees that you will be paid a colonel's pay from the United States Treasury. And he's getting hundreds of thousands of members. So I know all about what interests most of you, and I know what motivates most of you to do things, and I know what's going to happen when they reach in your pockets and pull your money out and put it in theirs. You're going to give them the reason to declare martial law. You see, folks, I do my homework. You just sit and complain. Shame on you.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yes, and here's another one you might like.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When man bites dogs, they snooze, they say.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
Hey, hey. Well, let's open the phones, folks. We haven't done that in a long time. 1-602-337-2524. 1-602-337-2524. Again, we're not talking about Malathion tonight simply because the satellite is still down and we don't have half our audience. And I will not continue a series if half the audience is left out of the picture. So let's go to the phones and see what you got to say. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I've been listening with great curiosity, and you're talking about some things that potentially will take place. However, have you ever in times past, either by way of documentation or by airing shows, made suggestions on, say, securing a second or third generation of hard-earned money in this country?
Yes. We've been broadcasting since May the 4th, 1992, and we've done hundreds of hours on all of these subjects, documentation and proof, and we're the only ones who document what we say.
Well, what do you have to join your organization in order to obtain access to this type of information? Or
Nope. You send us $1 and a self-addressed stamped number 10 size business envelope. We'll send you an information pack, and you can order the tapes that we've done in the past, for 94 anyway. We just got through retiring the 93 tapes, and the 92 tapes have been retired for some time. We can only make so many copies off the masters.
I understand.
But the 94 tapes are available for anybody that wants to order.
Okay, I thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. 602-337-2425, 602-337-2425. If you got something to say, give us a call. I don't care if you're for or against. If you agree or disagree, as long as you're polite and intelligent. Intelligence is the most important thing because I cannot stand stupidity. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. In my research to find out what it takes to be a militia member in my state, I found I don't live in a state anymore. At least I don't have a state with boundaries. Therefore, I conclude or might conclude that whatever the militia requirements are for what I thought was my state may not apply if I don't have a state.
Well, it depends. You see, if your state without boundaries is a corporate state that actually is a part of the federal government by way of regionality, then, and you're a 14th Amendment citizen of the Federal District of Columbia, then you don't have a state. You're actually a citizen of the United Nations. But if you are a sovereign citizen of a sovereign state, they can do whatever they want to do. They can't take your sovereignty away from you except by force of arms or by imprisonment. And you have all the legal rights which you reserve.
Okay. How do I determine which of those two categories I fall in?
Well, number one, you could come to our convention. We're going to have somebody here who's going to be explaining that in great detail. Or you can find somebody in your local area who understands constitutional law, state citizenship, individual sovereignty, and all of those things, and start going to classes and learning.
Very good.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd tell you tonight, but I don't have time. It takes a lot of hours to
I know it does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524 is the number, folks. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I was curious to know, do you have plans for September 19th?
Yes, I'm going to be right here doing my work. I'm going to go home in the evening with my family and do a radio show that night if it's not on the weekend. I don't know what day that is, but I will not be marching with a weapon to Washington, D.C.
My intentions exactly. I know.
Thank you for calling. No, folks, you know, if you've been listening to this program, you know what I think about that. Your responsibility is at home to your family and your community, your county and your state. If you march in Washington, D.C., you're marching on a foreign country. And once you're on their soil, you're subject to their mercy. If they march on you on your soil, you are within your rights, legally and lawfully, to do whatever you need to do to maintain your freedoms. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, sir. It's indeed a pleasure and an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a question. I've just finished reading a book called Vultures in Eagles Clothing. You may have heard of it, by Lynn Meredith out in Huntington Beach, California.
We sell it.
You do?
Yes. We've been selling it for a long time, and we recommend that everybody get that book. It will teach you how to become a sovereign citizen. It will teach you how to get out from under the illegal criminal income tax forever, legally, lawfully, with no threat to yourself.
I was so impressed with that book. I'm a very young woman. I'm only 22, married almost 4 years with two little girls under the age of three. I've been studying the tax and everything that's been going on for about 10 years now, laughed out of high school. Of course, I wasn't very popular, not like it really matters.
Good for you.
But I was so impressed with Lynn Meredith's book that I told my boss last week that I wasn't paying taxes anymore, and surprisingly enough, after I showed him the book, and he happens to be a conservative talk show host here in the Midwest, he said, well, that's fine, just make sure that you fill out all the affidavits so my butt's covered, and you go on your merry way, and as soon as we don't receive a letter back from the IRS saying that you're liable, I'll give you all the taxes I withheld in a lump sum. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. So but you know, actually, under the law and under the IRS regulations themselves, most employers are withholding taxes from your paycheck illegally because they are not legally designated as a withholding agent.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I told him. I told him that, you know, if he continued to withhold, and I did concede, you know, for his own, you know, peace of mind to let him go ahead and continue withholding, although he has not turned any money into the IRS from my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I've told him, you know, if you elect not to allow me to be a sovereign person, citizen, whatever term they haven't legislated away yet, then what you've done by taking away my money is criminal conversion of theft, and I'm putting you on notice of that so that when I sue you, it's not a big shock.
That's right. Good for you. You have learned the material in the book. You understand it, and you can talk about it intelligently, and you're well on your way to being free.
Yeah, not bad for a former outcome-based educated kid.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
I congratulate you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, folks, if you'd like, there's two books. They're the only two books that I recommend. These two books can set you free. And I should have thought of this when the other, when the young man called asking about it, but I've got a lot of things on my mind getting ready for this convention anyway. It doesn't matter. If you would like to get these two books, they're $43 a piece, $86 for the two of them. One is called Goodbye April 15th. The other one is Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. One is Goodbye April 15th. The other one is Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. Either one of these by themselves are good books, but you really will not understand the entire picture and what you need to know unless you have both of them. You can order them from us, $43 a piece. Now, what's good about Vultures in Eagle's Clothing is you also get the right to sell it. You can help set other people free. And every time you sell a copy of that book, you make $10. And every time the person you sell that book to sells it, you make another $10. And that's as high as it goes. It's no big pyramid scheme. It's no get-rich-quick scheme, but you can make your money back. Some people are making a good supplement to their income. And they are also, folks, the most important thing, helping set people free. Not just themselves, but other people. And that's important. People who are selfish don't usually get far in this world. They usually end up being the complainers, and they might make a lot of money, but they end up losing everything in the end because, you see, the things that matter don't matter to them. They're after a buck that's not worth anything to begin with. If you want to help people and you spend your life doing what's right, what's good, instead of filling your pockets as much as you can, we might be able to get out of this situation that we're in. If you want either one of those books, specify the book you want, send us $43. If you want both of the books, specify that you want both of those books, Vultures and Goodbye April 15th, send us $86. We'll get them right out to you. Send them to the Intelligence Service, P.O. Box 1420. That's the Intelligence Service. Post Office Box 1420, Showlow, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. Once again, the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Showlow, Arizona, 85901. If you missed the address, it will be given again after the close of the show. After we completely close out the show and our music is stopped and everything, WWCR will give you that address again. And in case you miss them both, you can call tomorrow and talk to Carolyn or listen to our recorded message if there's nobody here and get the address. The number is 602-337-2562. That's 602-337-2562. Now remember, folks, anything that you order from us, we prefer money orders, we will take checks, make your check or money order out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. If you make it out to anything else, we're going to send it back to you. Make it out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Cooper, I love your program.
Thank you.
I'm 43 years old. I just went back to college, having 2 years under my belt from 20 years ago. I'm majoring in international studies. I would like your opinion about whether or not, as a signatory to United Nations Charter and all the other international covenants, like the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, if those treaties supersede our Constitution.
No, they do not. But the executive branch and the legal branch, which is actually paid and comes under the executive branch because of declaration of national emergency years and years ago, have interpreted Article 6 of the Constitution that treaties supersede the Constitution. And as of this moment, according to their interpretation, the Constitution no longer stands. And we are subject to the United Nations Charter, all of the covenants and conventions that we have subscribed to and signed to and have been passed as resolutions by the Senate and the House And in fact, there is a de facto world government in place, and our military forces are acting as the world police force. Today, we are getting ready to invade Haiti. Thanks to this broadcast, we destroyed any element of surprise as they were moving about half of the military capabilities for emergency medical hospitals and MASH units to South Korea in preparation for invading North Korea. I revealed on this broadcast an imminent invasion of North Korea was getting ready to take place. They had to back down. They lost the element of surprise. They sent Carter to Korea. That situation, for the moment, has been resolved. There will be no backing down from an invasion of Haiti, however, because you can't ruin the element of surprise because there isn't any. They've stated they're going
to
do it.
Would you happen to know the case, the Supreme Court case number under which, the interpretation of which you just stated?
No, but it took place in the 20s, and it had something to do with cotton.
Uh-huh. Okay. And one other thing. Which books have you written?
Behold a Pale Horse, and another book that was published exclusively in the French language called Le Gouvernement Secret.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I listen every night, and it helps me tie things together. I've always been under the impression that the United States had been acting secretly underneath United Nations law.
That's correct.
Well,
ever since Truman signed the UN treaty and the Senate ratified it, we have been operating secretly to bring about one world government. That's why Truman, a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, created the National Security Act in conjunction with Wild Bill Donovan, a Knight Templar. And behind the veil of national security, the intelligence community in its entirety has been working to bring down the sovereignty of nations and create one world government, and they're doing a wonderful job so far.
Yeah, they are. It's funny that my professors, who probably do know better, will not mention it, nor will they allow other people to argue that point.
Yeah, that's the tip-off, isn't it? You're supposed to be in a place with this free speech, in an arena of learning where all subjects are debatable, and they won't allow you to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to the government depository tomorrow to look up some of these things.
Well, I can save you a lot of trouble and a few thousand dollars and about hundreds and hundreds of hours. We have done it for you. It's called the Treason Papers, 628 pages of official United States government documents, State Department documents, Federal Register, you name it, congressional record, laws, treaties, everything.
Okay, I'll be sending a self-stamped addressed envelope to your KG.
Good.
In Sholo.
That's right.
And you can send me a list, huh?
We'll do that. If you want to order the documents, not wait for the list. They're $85 if you're not a member, $75 if you are. Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. Yeah, people read my book and said, you can't prove it. Well, I documented in the book. It's the most well-documented book containing the most suppressed information ever published in the history of the world. Name of it's Behold a Pale Horse. People still wouldn't believe the documentation. They said I faked it. They said that I quoted from non-existent documents. So I had people duplicate my research. CAGI members. Several different CAGI members, so nobody can accuse me of faking anything. And you can go to federal repositories and your own libraries and legal libraries, law libraries, university libraries, and big city libraries, and using the guidance of the research that we've already done with this package, you too can go find the exact same documents, only instead of taking years like it took us, you can do most of it in a couple of afternoons because we've already done it for you. Why does it cost so much? Because all of us together spent thousands and thousands of dollars and years and years and years doing it, folks. That's why. And you know what I think about that stuff. If you don't like the price, go to Cuba. You get it free. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was listening to about this Goodbye April 15th in the Vulture book.
Yes, Vultures in Eagles Clothing.
Yes, sir. Is there really people that are doing this that are not paying any income tax, IRS is laying off of them.
Yes. I don't file and I don't pay. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
You don't.
That's right.
Okay, sir.
And about 60 million other people don't.
Okay, sir. We'll try to get the books in and get started.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Remember, fear is a weapon that's used very well to keep people from doing what they really need to do.
Okay, sir. Last night we were listening to you, and you had a thing about forming your own militias here.
That's right.
And I fell asleep, and a friend of mine was listening to it till it was about over. You never did get down to each detail, though, on that, did you, last night?
I told you everything you need to know.
Last night?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll order that tape then.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
What walks downstairs, alone or in pairs, and makes a slinkety sound? A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
Remember, folks, we play these old commercials for your entertainment. I do not endorse them, nor do I recommend that you run out and buy them. Strictly for entertainment, I collect old commercials. I think it's a lot of fun. And it reminds us all how susceptible we are to mind control, brainwashing, the advertising machine. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I've duplicated your Whitworth Inner Arms H&H 375 Magnum.
Great.
Exactly as the tape called for. I've got some fire-formed brass. I'm ready to develop a load for it. Can you give me some help on where to start?
90 grains.
Which powder? Which brand?
HCI 4350 and a 270-grain bullet.
Sarah?
Now, Hornaday makes a boat-tailed bullet. That if you want to use that, you should have better accuracy. But remember, it's a 300-grain bullet, and you may have to experiment with the powder loading. But I wouldn't exceed 90 grains, simply because the expert who manufactured the rifle says that's right at the jumping-off point. You can experiment, though. You have to go out and fire some groups, and you have to spend a lot of time developing your load for the bullet that you're going to use, for the type of powder that you're using, for the range that you're firing at.
I understand you're using a Hornaday bullet, not a Sierra?
Right.
Okay.
Sierra is not accurate in their manufacturing standards. You'll have air pockets in the lid and all kinds of stuff. You will not have consistent performance with those bullets.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just caught you. I just turned the volume down here. Caught you last night for the first time. I felt like I wasn't hearing everything I needed to hear. Something didn't seem like on the seem right, even though the conservatives do have some control of the media right now. That it just didn't seem like that they were spelling it all out. And I went and bought a short radio yesterday, tuned in last night. And I was amazed. I mean, absolutely amazed. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was there at the very end of the refugee evacuation, the Saigon. I hear what you're saying about the money. I watched money go to absolutely nothing. What caught my attention last night is that I'm also a collector of military weapons. And I'm very concerned right now that all my weapons are registered. And I do have an extensive amount of weapons. I don't have near the ammunition I feel like I should have for the weapons. But how do I protect this investment, and how do I protect this investment from hands? And let's throw the money value out. How do I keep my guns? Is what I want to know.
Well, if I told you that, they wouldn't be protected now, would they?
No, that's true. That's
the whole world is listening to us.
That's very true. That's
but I will tell you this. If you sit down and give it some good, old-fashioned, common-sense thought, you'll be able to figure that out pretty quickly by yourself.
Well, I have given that some good thought. And as a matter of fact, I did catch a broadcast on AM one night on production of some weapons and gave me some real good ideas. I think I'm going to have to offshoot from those ideas because, as you said, everybody heard that too. My next question. I live in a small community in the communist state of Ohio, and it's a very, very nice community, very conservative people. I'm a Boy Scout leader, and other members of the troop have made interest insofar as the militia you talked about. And again, last night was the first night I've heard you, heard this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I made point to stay up tonight to make sure I heard it again, to make sure I heard what was real.
Good for you.
And I will, it's on tape, and it's going to be on tape and set for alarm every night from here on. However, what I'm wondering, in this militia that you talked about last night, with the leadership that I feel like I've had in the past, I would like to know how, through the mail, through telephone, whatever, how I could discreetly find out about organizing this in my community here.
I don't know what to tell you. You may have militia units already organized in your state. Of course, the tape from last night will go a long way in helping you. My organization, the Intelligence Service, is the intelligence arm of the Militia of America. There is a Second Continental Army. We are ready to fight if it comes to that. And we are trying to prepare people who don't understand what's happening for the eventuality that all of these things are going to come to pass, and to be able to be ready in their local communities and areas to do what they can by forming their own militia units, making sure that they're ready to do whatever is necessary to protect the structure of society, to maintain the law, and to prevent these little warlords from rising up and taking over and stealing and raping and pillaging and all the stuff that happens when society breaks down, and be prepared to fight an extended guerrilla war if necessary to reclaim our liberty once it's taken.
Well, I agree. I think it is going to be necessary, and I want you to know that, as I said earlier, that last night was the first night that I did tune in, and I am part of a group, part of an association of friends that no one, you know, had heard of this network or anything of that sort, or any type of communication around the same type of subject. And I want you to know that I'm sure you have, you know, studied all this, that you are familiar with the numbers out there, so on and so forth. But I think that it's growing faster. Let me put it that way. I think that there's more and more and more people interested in what is being said by people like yourself and networks like yourself. And I think this is, you know, it may not, in the long run, it may not even have to come to a militia. We may be the true majority. And I think you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I got to tell you that what you recognize as patriot groups are really not. They are the Hegelian political method of conflict resolution operating for the other side. People that you look to as conservative leadership, such as Rush H. Limbaugh, are not conservative leadership. In fact, they are funded and promoted and aired by liberal Marxist powers to make you believe that you have a spokesman in the media. You have your spokesman only at this moment, right here, and nowhere else.
Okay, I agree. However, I will say, first of all, I do not agree with Rush Limbaugh.
Good.
I am good.
He's got people spinning around chasing their tails. We've got to go. We're out of time. Thank you
okay,
for calling.
Thank you.
Good night. Folks, that just about wraps it up. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you. And God save this great republic.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better 'cause he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's smarter than yours. My dog's better 'cause he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better than yours.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.